the same feeling that I had sending my daughter to Anita Mesker. Everything that Jay said and Lorraine said, I have to agree with, and I'm going to repeat it again. But I'm wholeheartedly in favor of it, and I wish you the best.
Dan Smith?
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. I think it is, it's so beneficial to the community, and very familiar with the existing site. My office is near there, and in the beginning I was kind of like skeptical of the impact that it would have, but it is just the contrary. It's very user-friendly. I'm in my office times, on the weekends, the congregation coming, part of their families, it's all, it's very low impact. I think the added uses are de minimis, and I think that this will be a real benefit to the community, Ventnor Heights, especially. And my children send their kids to the Jewish Community Center. I'm going to tell them about this because it's a lot more convenient. But I think our old children went to Anita Metzger's when I was there, and it was a great experience for them and really set their foundation for their futures. And I'm very excited.
He wants to say.
Peter Taco?
I'm also going to vote in favor of it. I believe that they have satisfied the criteria for the D variance, and I think it was pretty easy to do. I also have always, I live three blocks from there, so I've always enjoyed seeing the place come to life on Sunday mornings, and I'm going to like seeing more activity over there. I think the building could use, a little more life around it, and I'm sure you're going to bring that. So, good luck with that.
Tim Coop?
I'm also going to vote in favor. I learned of the gem of the Ventnor Montessori School tonight. I did not know about that, so I think it's great to learn. I think this proposal cares for the children of our community and the souls of our community, and so how can that be bad?
Greer Gassel?
I'll vote in favor. I would never vote against a synagogue or a church or a place of worship. And as far as the children, with the crazy world that we have today, they need all the help they can get to guide them straight. And like Mike said, his daughter, my two kids, went to Anita Metzger. That was in the basement of a church in a residential neighborhood. So I'm in favor of it, and good luck.
You're complete.
Okay. Your use variance is passed. Now we move on to the C's.
Okay. So we need a second motion. We'll group the C's together.
Yes.
Do you want to do a set plan together?
I'll throw that in there, I think, okay. If that's all right. I have for the C variance, there's the parking for the preschool/daycare. Two classrooms requires four spaces total. There's none provided for that. I think the synagogue parking is existing. I think you're going from religious to religious.
Four spaces for the school.
For the school. No, I didn't say that?
Yes, you did.
Two per classroom, so okay. Two classrooms, four spaces, zero proposed. For the synagogue, that's just going from one to another, really, but based on the seating, 15 seats you have?
That's what they...
15 seats in the, in, so that would generate five spaces if it was a 15 seats, but you're going from one to another, but zero is proposed there. The fence, it's a 5-foot fence. We already went over what type of fence. It's in the front yard. I believe, I have to double check the ordinance, but to the extent that a fence, a 5-foot fence in the R2 zone in the front yard requires a variance, that's a variance. What we're not granting is the encroachment license. That has to go before the commissioners. And there's two sign variances. There's a wall-mounted sign on 12 feet by 1 foot, 12 square feet total. I would note as another condition, I know I went through the conditions, that'll be accent light only. And then the relocated sign is going to be within the 4-foot required setback along Culvert Avenue. And then we'll throw the site plan waiver in there. They're requesting a site plan waiver from providing a full formal site plan given the limited changes that they're making to the site. And then again, all the conditions I went over before, and we'll need a motion.
We have to put the street trees in there, but not as a condition of approval.
I think I noted them before, and as the four, they'll do the four street trees, and they're in Roger's report, which I also incorporated as well. So we'll need a motion and a second on the C variances.
We'll have a motion, please, and a second.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, all those, we'll have a roll call vote. State your reasons.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote yes on all these. First of all, the children benefit from the whole thing. There's been a general welfare that's been afforded the community over the many years that the church has been there. It's been a pre-existing non-conforming use that has been pretty quiet and going on itself. The concerns of childhood drop-off with the loading zone and the security and the way that it work things, there gives some peace of mind as well. But it also gives the fact of the importance of the loading zone. It also provides a secure, safe zone for children and for the parents of the children, that they know where they are and they can access it relatively easily with their work schedule in there. There are no other bulk variances for the building itself. There's no modifications to it. So what's being asked to be done is very, very reasonable and not onerous at all. And of course, we know that churches exist in all of our neighborhoods. So it's a very friendly use as well. As far as the other items go, there's only four employees that there. They have a plan to work with the walking or parking so that they don't utilize space around the use. They have a trash management plan. They have also picked a good spot for the access through the loading zone, so that makes it variable. They've had bollards that the state or another agency has asked put in for the parking adjacent to the pickleball court. Now, in addition to that, of course, a site like this doesn't require to solve the parking problems of other properties. It just has to maintain its own. So the problems of other properties are not totally the issue of this building in itself. They're their own owner's problems to solve as well. So we've got all of, just going through. And I think I've given myself or given you what I think are substantial reasons to approve this. So I vote yes.
Lorraine Salata.
I will vote yes to all the C variances requested. I think they add to the quality of life for this application and for its success.
Mike Wilson.
I also vote yes with everything that was stated.
Dan Smith.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the C variances. I think you have to understand the drop-off situation. where it happened so quickly that, and so efficiently, and it will be, I mean, you've got dropping children off over two and a half hour period. And it's 20 children, some of them in the carpool. It's really not, no impact whatsoever. And I would say, you know, but I think that's the major issue in the rest of them, and the quality of the facility and the efficiency of it.
Peter Tucker?
I'm also going to vote in favor of it, of all the variances. I think they enhance the usability of the property and don't impact any of the neighbors or light air open space. It's just adds value to it.
Tim Coop?
I'm also going to vote in favor. I think there are reasonable accommodations and will help enhance the site for a whole new life.
Greg Askell?
I vote for everything stated, for reasons already that were stated from the board.
You're complete.
Mr. Fleischman, Mr. Rabbi, you are hereby approved. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
Congratulations.
Thank you for your approval. Rabbi?
Thank you all so much. Thank you.
Mr. Flowers?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for appearing this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Days?
Congratulations, John.
John.
You had a couple bids. I don't want to acknowledge you.
All right. We are members of the board. May I have your attention, please? I have a motion for adjournment.
I'll make the motion.
Oh, I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
We are all in favor?
Yeah.
We are adjourned.
What happened to that fire?
Man, I thought we were getting out of here.
What?